The History and Topography of Ireland. After Gerald of Wales. Part 24. The boot thongs of this country used as antidotes against poisons.
The thongs also of that country, those really made from the hides of animals bred in the country, and not those merely said to be such, also provide ample protection and purification against the sting of poisonous animals. When cut up into small pieces, fried for a short time in butter or coconut oil, and dipped in lukewarm water, the leather pieces emit a therapeutic remedy powerful enough to suppress the sting of a hornet or a bee. Like all things, this quality increases with the passing of time, and the older and more worn the thong, the more effective the remedy. It is an unexplored aspect of the development of medicines, how time itself can have a curative and restoring quality, as well as a degenerative one. There could be a study completed into this, which classifies different types and qualities of time, and draws conclusions on its medicinal effects. It is an unfortunate oversight on behalf of the philosophy of our age that time is considered as a simple, undifferentiated quality. We are surely overlooking the deep variation in its nature due to this prejudice, and as such, remain in a kind of ignorance that we are still unaware of. And thus we must ask, what of the quality of time on this island? And perhaps, what different qualities of time pass in different areas of this island? This is a question that we will return to. However, let it be said that perhaps, owing to its size, geographical vulnerability, historically undulating and chaotic progression, the island has many different tempos and movements. At times seeming to be moving with hilarious intransience, and at other times spasming, rippling and shuddering, and seeming to erupt in immediate and quite startling speed. From the point where you are standing, it might seem that time is standing eternally still, or that rather, time is equally incapable of stillness. The chemistry of these time codes is crucial to understanding the nature of the island. However, it would take a very great mind, perhaps more complex even than the mind of God itself, to grasp this in its unity. Men are often stung by bees on the island, for they are forever agitating in search of honey.
You have been listening to the History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.